Welcome to the Just Go Show podcast. My name is Ray Benavides. Joining me today is my colleague Joseph Barney, and we will be taking you to the beautiful Riviera Maya, Mexico. Our featured guest is Denora Tabon-Hampshire, director of sales for three unique properties: Hotel Xcaret Mexico for families, Hotel Xcaret Arte for adults, and La Casa de la Playa, a hidden gem offering extreme luxury. These amazing properties provide a true Mexican experience, infusing nature, culture, and unparalleled service. I recently returned from these exceptional properties and look forward to sharing my stories with you. Welcome, everyone. Denora, thank you for joining us today. Such a pleasure to have you, and also having the opportunity to experience all three of your resorts. I want to ask you to share, what is the mission of Xcaret and all of your hotel properties for our customers?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Joseph. Now, thank you for the time and the space. It's always great to catch up with great colleagues that turn to be friends after so many years. As you know, I'm beyond grateful and proud to work for a Mexican-owned company, Grupo Xcaret, which started as a park experience or a park adventure project, and turned out to be the ultimate Mexican experience within the Riviera Maya when it comes to the hotel industry as well. So it's just a thrill, and as a Mexican, it's just amazing to be part of it, even though it's on a small level. So I'll tell you that the Grupo Xcaret is owned by two Mexican families who started, again, like I said, journeying this destination and saw the amazing landscapes that the Riviera Maya has. And they started with a land and turned it into Parque Xcaret, which is the most popular park, and everyone that comes to the destination wants to go to Xcaret. I remember that there was this big blockbuster that says, whenever you go to Xcaret, don't forget to go to Cancun, which will tell you how big Xcaret is as a brand in the destination, but also in the country. And after the great success of Parque Xcaret, other parks came along. Now we have 8 parks in the Quintana Roo estate, and the 9th park will be open in the summer, and it will be the first park outside the state of Quintana Roo. It will be in Yucatan, and it's called Xibalba. So the owners are beyond creative. They not only have creativity, but they put it into place, which is so difficult. And they are seeing their dreams come true before their eyes, and this is just beyond exciting. And after having this great success, and like I said, everyone wanted to go to Xcaret and to all the parks, the owners decided that they wanted to also extend their experience. And since the mission of Grupo Xcaret is to share the love for Mexico throughout its culture, throughout the activities, and throughout the hospitality, that no one can beat Mexican hospitality, I can tell you that. They decided to incursion it in the hotel industry. And they started, since the parks are family oriented, they started with a property called Hotel Xcaret Mexico, which is family oriented. And the key selling point of the Hotel Xcaret is that they have right access, unlimited access to all the parks whenever they stay with us, which is a great value, especially for families. In this beautiful property, we do have a section of adults only as well, just to keep that segment there. But because it was a great success, then the owner said, okay, so we're being successful with the family segment, let's try the adults only. So then last July, Hotel Xcaret Arte opened its door. And this is a property that it's for adults only, but not only does it have the access to all the parks as well, but it has artistic workshops. They wanted to share the art to another level. And clients that stay with us are able to join a painting workshop, a pottery workshop, a weaving workshop that it's very popular, and it's part of our history as a country. So again, we keep adding value, but also we keep sharing the love of Mexico through that culture experience. And last but not least, since we, I mean, Hoteles Xcaret had already a great success in this all fun inclusive concept that they created, like the owners wanted to incursionate the ultra luxury market, adults only. And this is when Casa de la Playa was put into place. Casa de la Playa, it's beautiful, stunning oceanfront boutique hotel for adults only 63 suites. And it's every single piece in the suite, it's made of a Mexican artist, from the lamps to the chairs that you stay at. I mean, it's an experience. No one wants to leave the room. And nice. And on top of that, we add exclusive experiences in the parks that are already included for those couple celebrating something special at Casa de la Playa. So it's all about the experience, but always making the clients feel like they are in Mexico, that they are here to experience our country in the best possible way. Sometimes in a touristy area, the Mexico brand gets lost, not in Xcaret. We'll go all the way from the culinary segment to the experiences and, of course, to the service.
Yeah, great. I mean, I enjoyed seeing Casa de la Playa and the seahorse habitat in every room.
Jellyfish.
Right, the jellyfish habitat. Okay, yes. So unique. And the venues that are open 24 hours, right? The chocolate shop that you have and the tequila bar.
Yeah, right? The mezcal. Yeah, yes.
Amazing. So you guys have done a great job to capture all of the segments that we have to offer to our clients. So,
no, thank you for reminding me that. That's a key selling point of La Casa de la Playa. The owner wants clients to feel like, it's called La Casa because it wants clients to feel like they are at home. Mm-hmm. So if you, when you're at home, sometimes you feel like at the midnight, you feel like, oh God, I'm a little hungry. I feel like having something, you know, a little chocolate. And that's why the chocolate room, it's open 24/7. So if you feel like having a chocolate, you can actually do that. Also a drink, I mean, in the wine cellar. So that's part of the experience. That's part of extending something that no one extends as well. But I can always reminding you that you are in Mexico. So the chocolate that you'll have, it's all Mexican. We work with the best chocolatier of the country, Mauricio Montiel, who will take you to a journey throughout Mexico in the different types of chocolate, but also the most sophisticated chocolate truffles to maybe a chocolate that Mexicans used to, or at least I used to have when I was a child, you know? So it plays with your emotions, especially for Mexicans, but also it gives foreigners the opportunity to experience that I can assure you, you will not see that at any other hotel or in the touristy area. So it's a great opportunity, yeah.
And what's great is La Casa de la Playa, all the guests staying there have access to all of the other resorts at Xcaret as well. So not Definitely. Only do you have one resort, you basically have three resorts plus all the parks to experience as well.
So yes.
That's a great option for our clients as well.
Yes, it's all about making you feel like you're gaining always. Like we don't like to have restrictions. So that's why every client who's at La Casa de la Playa can afford to go to the other resorts if they feel like going to maybe the restaurant Ha, which is the Michelin starred restaurant from Carlos Gaitán.
Right.
Who was the first Mexican to ever receive a Michelin star. So he has a restaurant at Hotel Xcaret Mexico. And if a client from La Casa de la Playa would like to join and go to the restaurant one night, they can do so. I mean, it doesn't have to be at La Casa de la Playa. So yeah, another key selling point, like not only will they have access to the stunning gourmet experience at La Casa de la Playa, but to the other restaurants as well. And it's all about Mexico, yeah.
Right. And I do want to mention your pool option at La Casa de la Playa is amazing. So Joseph, when you go there later this week, you're going to be able to see it and experience it. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful, beautiful beach. They bring out all of the lounge chairs for you based on requests, and everything is just taken care of for you. So
I can't wait.
You're going to enjoy it.
So Denora, tell me a little bit about some of the different dining venues. Maybe you have some favorites, because I've just been there for a site inspection up until now. So I was really impressed with the restaurants I saw. Just from a design standpoint, they were really beautifully designed, really cool. You felt like you were in like a cool restaurant in New York or LA, but all with that, you know, quintessential Mexican style and quality to them. So I'm curious as to what are some of your favorite restaurants on site there? And tell us a little bit maybe about some of the special dining experience you have just for the guests at La Casa de la Playa as well.
Definitely, yeah. So, I mean, so many, but I'll choose a couple. For Hoteles Caret Mexico, my favorite is Cuevas, restaurant Cuevas, which it's called Cuevas, which means cave, because the restaurant is under a cave and it's a steakhouse. And it can be a perfect venue for a rehearsal dinner, for example, or it can be a very romantic venue. I stay there with a friend, let's put it that way. And they gave us this, they gave us this spot, like it right by the, because we have inlets all throughout the hotels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hoteles Caret Mexico Arte. So the views from whichever room and or venue you are, it's stunning. So we were right in front of this inlet going through. There was live music playing. And then this, you're under a cave, which is a unique feature of the Riviera Maya because of so many cenotes. So the venue itself, it's stunning. And then you have this steak menu as well, that and the service that it's on parallel, that makes the dining experience to a next level. So that will be one of my favorites in Hoteles Caret Mexico. Ha, of course, Carlos Gaitán restaurant, it's stunning as well, and the set menu that they provide with wine pairing, it's stunning. And with Arte, oh wow, I'm in trouble. With Arte, I mean, Mercado for Arte and Mexico, it's definitely a must for breakfast.
Yes,
because you have everything from throughout Mexico. You can go from north to south to central Mexico and you'll find something special there. You can have this cold pressed juice and also have pozole or chilaquiles as well.
Ooh, I love chilaquiles.
So, oh, I love it too.
Kind of like, it's an experience, right? So you want to go in, you don't want to rush yourself. You want to sit down. You want to have your mimosa, you want to walk around, see what's available, and then create this whole dining experience in the morning. It's absolutely one of the best buffets I've ever seen, how it's designed, and it gives you the sense of each area that they're focusing on. Absolutely amazing. So kudos, kudos to the team.
Yes, and it's all about, The tortillas, remember that they're making you tortillas handmade right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the setting and the design, it's like if you were in an actual mercado in downtown Mexico City. And on top of that, you know, you remember there's El Panadero, which is like the bakery man who has this big basket of bread,
on his head,
sweet bread, which is super common in Mexico. So he's there offering you bread all throughout the restaurant. It just, again, it's all about the experience. It's all about making you feel like you're in Mexico, having the best food and having so many options that you don't have to limit yourself. You can have a little bit of everything and try it all in a couple of days. So Mercado is definitely a must. And another one is Encanta. It's also a Michelin star chef restaurant that it's a set menu. The chef is also Mexican, but he owns restaurant in Spain. We're proud to have him as part of the culinary ensemble, as we call it here in Hoteles Escaret. The executive chef Madaloso, who's he's worked with the company for so many years already. He's always leaning to new Mexican talent and also talent that has that international experience as well, so we can create these fusions with the, of course, the Mexican element. And finally, La Casa de la Playa, of where do I begin? La Casa de la Playa has four restaurants, and the chefs, we'll start with the ladies because I like it that way. So Marta Ortiz is the head chef of Tuch de Luna, which is their all-day restaurant for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but it's a la carte. La Casa de la Playa. It's right there, if you remember, Ray, it's right in front of the pool, the stunning, beautiful infinity pool. So my perfect day will be there having chilaquiles, cold press juice, black coffee, and then looking at the view from Touch de Luna. She owns a restaurant in Mexico City and in London, and she's probably the most popular and renowned female chef of Mexico. So Marta Ortiz is someone we're beyond proud to work with. And since she's, of course, a feminist, most of her staff within the restaurant is female. So for me, that's just unique and empowering as a woman. And then Virgilio Lopez, who is the star chef from Peru, who created Estero Restaurant, which is a fusion of Mexican and Peruvian cuisine. He's probably the most famous chef that we work with. He owns a restaurant in Lima, Peru, which is called Central. And to get a reservation there, it will take you at least half a year. And we're so proud in the opening of La Casa de la Playa, remember I was sitting, we had a dinner with the owners and with everyone. And I turned and then I saw Virgilio and I was like, oh my God, it's like I saw a celebrity. Like, I mean, he's a celebrity, but my boss was like, you scream like if you've seen Brad Pitt. And I say, well, yeah. It felt that way. It felt that way. So it's always so rewarding to work with such talented people. And he created this special menu with set menu with wine pairing that it's included at La Casa de la Playa, and it fusionates cuisine from Mexico and from Peru. Of course, we'll have his very, very famous ceviche. And then last but not least, Cynthia and Lumbre are restaurants from Northern and Southern Mexico. And the chefs that are three brothers from Monterrey, which is Northern Mexico. So steak, it's like a steakhouse and also cuisine from the South of Mexico. So a bit of everything. And on top of that, we're proud to say that at La Casa de la Playa, we only have Mexican wines, which are unique. And of course, at the other properties, we'll have international wines. And to be fair, they're good. You can get those somewhere else. But when you go to La Casa de la Playa, you'll try wines that have some small production that you will not find anywhere else. And that's the uniqueness of the experience of staying in La Casa de la Playa. You'll want to come back and you won't find any bottles that we give you there somewhere else. So it will make it even more special.
Wonderful. That's so cool. I was so surprised, when I was first learning about La Casa de la Playa that, for a separate hotel that only has 63 rooms, that you have four restaurants just for the 63 rooms. That's really impressive.
It is impressive. But also like Ray mentioned, if clients feel like, you know what, I feel like going somewhere else because maybe I'm staying 7 nights, you can go to the restaurants of the other two properties of Hoteles Caret Mexico and Hoteles Caret Arte, and they are all included. So, I mean, again, there's so much offer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they provide the transportation to and from each of the resorts.
Definitely.
Luxury SUV, suburban, expedition. So it's very easy. You just
see.
Show up and then they'll take you wherever you need to go, right?
Yes. And also transportation is included in the first two hotels. Shared transportation is included from the Cancun International Airport from Casa de la Playa. Private transportation is included in Tesla vehicles.
Oh, cool.
Because it's all about, Escaret is also about sustainability. And that's another reason why we are starting to provide that as well. Yeah.
Well, that's very cool.
See.
So we had the experience to see the beautiful spa. I think it's building 5, correct?
See, oh God, Ray, you're such an expert. I love it.
So it's calm. And the whole experience that we could see from afar was absolutely amazing. So can you share what the experience is or some of your highlight treatments that you can recommend for our guests who come?
Definitely.
Especially Joseph, since he'll be there on Thursday.
Oh God.
I might have to book him a treatment today.
We might. I mean, especially if he's taking the red eye flight that I took from LA. No, definitely. The spa, I mean, as you know, within the luxury market, the spa experience is definitely important or maybe even a must, I would say. And again, it's all about the uniqueness of our properties. The spas are located, the spas in Hoteles Caret Mexico and Hoteles Caret Arte are also located within a cave. So all the cabins are in a cave, and then you'll have the view of the inlets and the river and the calming water. We even have a serenade experience. So while I was having my treatment, my hot stone, 80-minute hot stone treatment that I will highly recommend, I was listening to Bésame Mucho, which was playing in a guitar. So the experience was like out of this world. The views, again, it's like the inlet, the caves, the nature. And all clients that book a spa treatment have access to our hydrotherapy circuits, which are open, which is also a unique feature within the destination. Most hydrotherapy circuits are closed. Here, we want you to experience as much nature, as much, you know, outdoor. And it comes in handy, you know, after what we've been through. We've been in lockdown for so many months, and you just want to go out. So also the hydrotherapy circuit is open, and you're able to enjoy it a couple of times whenever you book a treatment. And in La Casa de la Playa, the hydrotherapy circuit, it's ocean front. So you're swimming and you're looking at the beautiful Caribbean Sea, and you can actually see Cozumel from where we are. So it's talk about the uniqueness of our product. The therapies are all Mexican, and most of the treatments are inspired in Mexican traditions and culture in general. Yeah, exfoliations and that. So, but of course we have those deep tissues and the hot stone that I just mentioned that are basic for spa lovers.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
And talking about entertainment, so of course you cannot talk about Mexico without talking about fiesta, right? So where do I start? I mean, we have stunning bars in Hoteles Caret Mexico, Los Faroles, in Cantina VIP, which is my favorite in Hoteles Caret Arte, which is definitely like a cantina in Mexico City where you'll have live music, salsa music, ranchera music. You'll have great margaritas like the ones we had, Ray.
Right. We really had a couple drinks that they had.
The wall, there's this beautiful wall all the way through the ceiling filled with bottles, tequila and all kinds of liquor. And then after that, after you've danced your night away, you can go to the Speakeasy, which is this hidden bar at Hoteles Caret Arte. You will not get to it unless someone tells you how to get to it. That's part of the experience. This Speakeasy has also a stunning bar with live music and also a DJ all the way through 4 a.m. at least.
Oh, I love it.
And the best is yet to come. After Speakeasy, when you leave, if you ever want to leave, you there will be a taco stand there to make it even more Mexican. Stand. Yeah, because you have to have something to eat after all the drinks you have. So this is the ultimate, like, around the clock Mexican experience, and we'll have tacos there, and then you'll go to bed.
But the tacos were so delicious. I had the carne asada tacos.
Carne asada tacos are a must. Mm. I mean, any Mexican can tell you that, especially after drinking, you need tacos de carne asada.
I think they even had hot dogs too.
They do, and they also have them throughout the pools.
Yeah.
So sometimes our clients don't want to go to a restaurant for lunch. So either will they have lunch at one of our rooftops, which we have Hoteles Xcaret, or just around the pool, they can have something to eat, just a snack. Exactly. If they're saving themselves for this culinary experience at one of our dining restaurants. I mean, or they can do it both. I mean, the sky's the limit.
You're right. Denora, you just reminded me of something I was going to ask for my own knowledge when I'm going there later this week. Do any of the restaurants need reservations? How does that work for guests?
See, for the restaurants for dinner, you do need reservations. And we have an amazing team, guest service team, that can help you book your spa appointment, dinner reservation, and any other excursion. For example, if you would like to book the parks prior arrival, they can do that through our amazing guest service team. Once your clients book the resort, they're able to do so. So just reach out to our team and they'll be happy to reply to you and have everything ready. So when I always say, when clients stay with us, the only complaint that you will have is that they want to book their next stay with us right away. And they want me to do it like quickly.
Yeah, because there's just so much to do. It just, you could go there over and over and still find new places to eat. And especially if you're going for a shorter trip, you can come back several times and still have new places to see.
Oh, yes. And also all the parks. And another thing is that it's different from other brands, because at Grupo Xcaret, it's all about being unique and so different. And our the Mexican market in the parks and also in the hotels, it's as big as American market or Canadian markets that are usually the biggest markets in most hotel chains. So that also gives clients an experience, you know, to see. I mean, sometimes I've been to hotels where there's only one nationality, and here you have such a beautiful mix that you feel like you're really in Mexico.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, because at least myself personally, you know, coming from the US, I prefer to not go places where I'm going to a different country, but then I'm still only surrounded by people from the US. I want to feel like I'm interacting with people from other places. And I know that's why so many of us like to travel. So that's a really unique thing that's not true of all hotels there.
Yeah. No, definitely. And you might as well try your Spanish, you know, like with people that you bump into. So yeah, again, all about the experience.
I always try. I don't know if anyone will understand me, but I'll always try.
Always try. That's fair enough.
But one great thing about being at Arte and or Xcaret Mexico, I mean, if you just walk along the beach with all the inlets, you won't even realize you're at another resort. Because I walked with Dina on our trip, and we walked to Xcaret Mexico.
Mexico, you won't be to another restaurant. Like,
this kind of looks like where we're at. But it was so close, but yet so different.
Right? And the property, it's close, but at the same time, everything is open. So the spaces are big enough so you don't feel like you are surrounded by many people. You'll always, that's another key selling point. You'll always find a cozy, private area where you can just lay with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend, with your friends, without hearing other people, without being surrounded by other people. So that's another key selling point that we have. And we have rooms with swim up and pools. And La Casa de la Playa has private pools that come all the way from the terrace. And that will make you stay at the room even longer. I mean, why would you leave?
Fantastic.
That's amazing. So Denora, I want to ask you, since we've been talking about your amazing property so much, let's talk a little bit about you. Okay. And I'm curious to learn a little bit about how you got started in hospitality and tourism. Tell us a little bit about your career path that led you to where you are today.
Yeah, it's actually a funny story. I come from central Mexico, from a state called Puebla, born and raised there. And I actually studied international relations. And I did a master's degree in international law, international studies. So I was always attracted to you know, foreign lands and of course languages. But then my sister was already living in Playa del Carmen, and I decided to join her to try, we say in Mexico, to try luck somewhere else. I wanted to leave Puebla. So I moved to Playa del Carmen, and I started working in this amazing brand that I will always cherish, another top luxury brand within the destination that it's also Mexican owned. And I started there as a concierge. So I love interacting with the people. I love how Mexicans take pride of the service that we extend to the foreigners. So I wanted to learn more, and I was soon friends with all the travel advisors. So the sales team said, why don't you come and join us? And the director of sales back then hired me as a personal assistant. And that's how I started in sales. And I grew from there. Yeah, I love working with travel advisors, and I find their job beyond unique and special, because they're artists in creating experiences for the type of client that you have, which is so different. And that's what I love, having so many properties and having other experience, because you learn so much from other properties, right? So I was beyond grateful that I worked for that other company for over 8 years. And I recently joined Grupo Xcaret last July, and it's been a fun journey. It's been a fun ride. And again, I landed in a Mexican owned company with people and colleagues that I look up to, and I couldn't be more grateful. And you get to, I mean, even though you're in another property, you get to, I mean, to talk and interact and continue working with great partners like Classification. So I couldn't be more blessed.
Fantastic. Oh, that's
awesome.
That's great. See. So with that being said, Denora, I know you have such great options in Mexico, but what is your bucket list destination that you want to travel to that you have aspirations to just be engulfed in that destination?
Yeah. Oh, so many. I mean, definitely Asia. I've never been to Asia, so I would love to go to Japan. I would love that. That will be like a cultural shock for me in a good way, you know, like so different from what I'm used to. I've never been, so people keep telling me that I have to, and everyone that goes falls in love with it. So that will be number one. Also Greece. I've never been to Greece, and I think it will be the ultimate romantic getaway, I feel. So that's definitely on my bucket list. And also favorite destination, because I lived there for many years, and I just love the weather, besides everyone thinking that I'm not sane, it's London. I love London. I find it cozy in a way. I love the culture. I love the people there. I have great friends there. So whenever I'm in Europe, I haven't been in a while, but whenever I'm in Europe, I always save a weekend to go to London, because it's like something special for me.
Three good choices.
and three destinations that Classic Vacations can help our travel.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Call, Ray.
Yeah. And then, great call, Ray.
I just want to share, you know, at first Classic Vacations started as Classic Hawaii. We did it for 18 years. And in 1996, we bought a Greece and Turkey tour operator. And that was the inception of Classic Europe. And now in Europe, we have 19 countries. So we can help you throughout Mexico and throughout Europe.
Oh, wow. Talk about, it's stunning how it gets, you know. We start with a small project, and to be part of such stunning companies and great partners is just a bliss. Yeah.
And you make such good friends.
I know, that's what I said. Colleagues that turned to be friends at the end of so many years working together and collaborating together. I mean, that's what I love about this industry, and especially post pandemic, you could actually see the strength of those relationships and partnerships. Mm-hmm. For me, that was just mind blowing. And I said, I couldn't be more grateful. I landed in the best industry.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we love you, Denora.
Yeah,
I love you back so much more. And I cannot wait to welcome you, Joseph. Mi casa, su casa.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very, very, very excited. I cannot wait. So hopefully I'll get to say hello to you in person very soon.
Oh, yeah.
And you can go to the vegan restaurant that is down by the caves and have a meal that you are going to
completely enjoy. Acai bowls there are amazing. Ooh, thank you for reminding me that. It's called Bio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's in the caves. I mean, it's these places are just stunning. You have healthy options as well. I forgot to mention that. Sorry, I never do those options, but.
But no, for Joseph, we need to share, because he has so many different options to enjoy.
See, no, we that's the beauty of it as well. We have a restaurant, our venue for every client, for families, for adults only, for vegan, for we have fitness centers all throughout the property that are open all day with an instructor that will guide you and will put your routine. At Casa de la Playa, we have morning yoga sessions. So, I mean, a bit for every client. We'll have it all for them.
That's awesome. I still think I might do the 2 a.m. chocolate thing though instead.
You have to try it. You have to try it. You'll see at the mini bar, because we have mini bar at all our hotels. For La Casa de la Playa, you had Moe and Chando included as part of your mini bar.
Nice.
So, I mean, you can just get your chocolate and then just go back to the suite to have some Moe and Chando.
Perfect.
Just an idea.
I think you're going to have a great time, Joseph.
I think you're going to want to test positive, so you stay here.
Yeah. Don't give away my tricks.
No, okay, he's not going to stay there. He has to come back home and work. Yeah.
So okay. Ray's covering for me, so that doesn't work out well for him.
So I'm covering for him for 2 days, so he needs to come home by Monday.
Okay. So you're counting the days.
Thank you so much, Denora. This was so much fun.
No, thank you for the opportunity. And again, it's always nice to catch up with friends.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. Gracias, mi amor.
Adios. Bye.
Bye.
Well, as you can hear, we had a lot of fun interviewing Denora, so hopefully you enjoyed it as much as we did. The parks and hotels of Eshkret are such a unique and complete destination unto themselves that they truly offer something for every type of traveler. We want to thank you for taking the time to listen today, and we hope that you'll join us very soon for our next episode of The Just Go Show.